some clarity from the IRS as some homeowners rush to prepay taxes. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Homeowners in high-tax states and counties have been scrambling to prepay their 2018 property taxes. They're hoping to take advantage of a tax deduction before it shrinks under the new GOP tax law. But last night, the IRS threw a wrench into those plans. Marketplace's Marielle Segura joins me with more. Marielle, first, remind us what these homeowners were trying to do.
So when you file your federal tax return, you can deduct what you paid in state and local taxes, including taxes on your home if you own one. And that saves you money. But the new tax law caps that deduction at 10 grand. So homeowners are trying to squeeze in an extra deduction now. They've been lining up outside their county offices to prepay their taxes for 2018. And the plan is to deduct those taxes in April when we'll all still be paying under the old system.
And states and counties have been encouraging their residents to do this.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. posted instructions on its website. New York State and also counties in Maryland, California, Virginia have said their residents can prepay. The IRS put the brakes on all this in a statement last night. So every year, if you own a home, you get a property tax assessment. The time of year that happens depends on where you live. Now the IRS is saying if you don't get your 2018 property tax assessment by December 31st, then you can't go ahead and deduct your taxes early, even if you prepaid them. Robertson Williams, a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center, says this is going to be a problem in counties that don't do their assessments until the new year.
At this point, people can only guess what the taxes would be, and the IRS has said that's not good enough.
So, in other words, some residents in those counties just ponied up thousands of dollars to no avail. And Williams says it's up to those places whether to give people their money back.
Marketplace's Marielle Segura, thanks. The IRS does say you can still make deductible contributions to charities and retirement accounts for this tax year. We're also watching how the economy overall is doing at the tail end of the year. To help with that, I'm joined by Diane Swonk. She's CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with consumer confidence. It declined a bit in December.
It declined a bit in December. Actually, it's come off since October. The good news is much of that decline was people's expectations about the future, not their feeling about the economy today, which is our best indicator of how the economy is performing. In fact, one of the things that was very encouraging was how good the job market is still in the current indicator. So, yes, did come off a bit. The news cycle matters in those expectations, but the good news is people's current financial conditions continue to improve.
Which is probably why we saw holiday spending up this year.
It was a phenomenal holiday season. It saw the strongest gains at least since 2011, which was off a very weak 2010. And I talked to many retailers that are now saying they saw a record year. We saw people also spend online a lot, and the retailers kept their inventories in check. That is one of the reasons we saw such a good holiday season was people actually had a nice tailwind of both employment gains, some income gains, and also we had some catch-up from the disasters earlier in the year.
But on the other hand, the savings rate is really low. Why do you think that is?
We're down to the lowest level since 2007 and broke that 3% threshold. Many people talk about what they call wealth effects when they're willing to spend a lot more money because their home is worth more value than it was and their stock market holdings are worth more than they were. So they're willing to spend more of their disposable cash. Another reason, though, those disasters earlier in the year, everything from fires to storms, people are still replacing and repairing damaged property. The good news is that's given an extra lift to holiday spending for retailers. The bad news is we're all going to be paying for that in higher insurance costs. In fact, vehicle insurance already accelerated in the month of November in terms of what it costs to insure your car. That's going to be happening across the board.
Diane Swonk is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
December 31st is coming up fast, and that means time is running out to make your tax-deductible donation to support Marketplace. Your gift not only tells us that you value what we do, it also helps us do more of it and reach more people as well. objective, trustworthy journalism matters. We hear from listeners like you every day that Marketplace helps people understand the financial forces that affect their lives so that they can make better decisions. This is your chance to be a partner in our efforts to raise economic intelligence across the country. For as little as $5 a month, become a Marketplace investor today. Donate online at marketplace.org. And thanks for making a difference.
After the BP oil spill in 2010, a new federal oversight agency was created, the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, or BSEE. Now, that agency is proposing to roll back some of the safety rules it created. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which obtained the proposal. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth has more.
There are two major rules BSEE wants to rescind. The first requires that inspectors of critical equipment, like the blowout preventers that failed in the BP spill, be federally certified.
This is one of the key technical changes that have come about as a result of the BP tragedy.
Lori Epstein's with the Wilderness Society. She describes the second rule as the teamwork requirement. Deepwater oil workers have to live stream data back to shore for a double check. Nancy Levison of MIT helped write the presidential report on the BP spill.
The rules are critical, and they're just basic. I mean, they are just the beginning of what they should be doing.
She says the oil industry sees these rules as unnecessary government overreach and too expensive. BSEE estimates they'll cost more than $900 million over a decade. Levison says, think bigger.
$900 million is a pittance of the $50 billion the BP paid after the accident.
She adds that other countries with offshore oil production, like Norway, have had such rules in place for years. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.
And we're checking in with American communities struck by man-made and natural disasters this year. Head over to marketplace.org to hear about recovery efforts in Northern California, Texas, and Florida. It's also in our Marketplace podcast feed, including today's conversation with the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tomorrow, we'll hear about one town's recovery in Puerto Rico. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Reports. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.